Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know what? It is amazing how easy it is to kill the Cowboys and Cowboys fans. On this Saturday morning, I had to start off with that because it's still fresh in people's minds that the Cowboys, as a 12.5-point favorite, lost to the Arizona Cardinals. And all these losers, these cockroaches, you know, I couldn't have come up in years ago, I came up with that name for Cowboys fans. They are cockroaches. Actually, at one pregame show, there was Eagles fans that ate live cockroaches dipped in chocolate. Chocolate machine had live cockroaches. And Eagles fans just love to bury the Cowboys because it's so easy. But we'll touch on that. And I'm sure I'll hear from those losers. Well, yeah, maybe I won't hear from those losers this morning because the Cowboys are the Cowboys, and they lose games they're not supposed to lose. Dak Prescott is a turnover machine, and the Eagles are a better team. I mean, it's that simple. The Eagles on Sunday, there's another storyline to this game on Sunday, and we'll get to that. Eagles on Sunday play the Washington Commandos, whatever the hell they are, this year. Who knows what they're going to be next year, whatever name they use. And it's a game that I can't see any way the Eagles lose this game. Not one way the Eagles lose this game. However, and this is a question for fans. Do the Eagles need to just destroy a team? I mean, just bury them. You can say last week when they beat Tampa, 25-11 is kind of it's the only time there's been that score in NFL history. But they scored, I'm trying to figure out how they got to the 23 points. They only got two touchdowns offensively, but two of those 25 points were a safety. Two of the points for Tampa was a two-point conversion, whatever the case may be. The Eagles won. They won by double digits. But I still hear many fans that, and I kind of agree, the offense was better, but I know it can be better, and it really should be better, and I think it has to be better. And Tampa's a good defensive team. So you can kind of weigh that into it on this Saturday morning. We can think about it. Today's show brought to you by the fabulous, sensational Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. The best, absolutely the best casino, spa, facility of its kind, hotel on easily the East Coast. So today's show is brought to you by the Borgata on this Saturday morning, where we never got all the rain that the weather people forecast. Boy, that's a shock that they forecast a lot of rain. And we got rain, but not a lot. And it should clear up by this afternoon, which should be great. And then tomorrow should be a nice day for the football game. So there's some storylines that played out last week. A.J. Brown is now happy. He got his catches. He got 9 catches. One little thing, and I remember seeing the neon green. It really to me looked like a Kelly green. I don't know why the NFL got upset, but he had to change his shoes because the NFL did not permit those shoes as part of the dress code. And there is a dress code in the NFL, and you can get fined. So he had to change his shoes. Didn't hurt him, You know, and it's just a style thing, and players like style and fashion, and players do different things with their shoes, and I get all that. But he was happy. He was happy because he got his 9 catches. It's just, you know, what better week? The Eagles go 3-0. The Cowboys lose as a 12.5-point favorite, and everything is just fine in Eagles land, and it's commonplace in Cowboys land. So we can talk about whether you feel the need for the Eagles to kind of generate more offense, and I think they will this week. Their defense played sensational. Baker Mayfield is just Baker Mayfield. I think Kirk Cousins is better than Baker Mayfield easily. But Baker Mayfield threw an interception for the first time, so the defense played great. So we can talk about that today. The Cowboys fans, we can talk about those losers, and they are cockroaches. And the reason I came up with that name, let me explain it. Years and years ago, is when the Cowboys are bad, you never hear from them. When they're good, it's like a cockroach. Comes out of the muck and grind because the sun's out. But that's who these people are. They are flat-out cockroaches. Philly's getting ready for the playoffs, although they have to play a doubleheader today. That's not going to be, but he's got pitchers he can use that he won't use in one of the games of the doubleheader. I'm sure he'll use pitchers that he won't even consider as a big part of the playoffs. Next week, which start on Tuesday. We don't know a time yet. We don't know a team. I think it pretty much looks like it's going to be Arizona. And the 3 games would be here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday if necessary. But I don't see any way that the Phillies lose that series to Arizona. So we can talk about that. Now, Atlanta is a different story. Atlanta is a far different story. But can't get ahead of yourself. One other issue we can discuss today at the Eagles game. The Sixers owner, and I said the Philadelphia 76ers owner, Josh Harris, rooting against Philadelphia, I think is an insult and is a disgrace and is awful. And now his ego trip, because the majority owner of the Redskins, will sit there in some booth somewhere, rooting against Philadelphia. But what will be worse is what 76ers, current and past, will be in that suite. Also with Josh Harris, and obviously if you're in that suite, rooting against the Philadelphia team, Philadelphia, a city which supports these guys now and supported previous players, It's shameful. And I've said this. The Eagles players, when asked to ring the bell at the Sixers game, should decline. They can still go to the games. I mean, you can enjoy a basketball game, and that's fine. They should decline to ring the bell for an owner that's trying to beat them and rooting against them. And I mean, it's pretty simple. It's a pretty simple dynamic. How can you support a guy that roots against you? And I don't know how Sixers fans or Philadelphia fans can stomach that. All right. Also, we'll touch on what Chris Sims said this week on how to defend the tush push. Everybody gets carried away. I mean, it just, you can't stop it. So what? Don't let the team get down to the 1 or 1.5 yard line. Don't let that happen, and you won't have to worry about it. All right, our question this week, and we got something new for you this week, a $100 gift certificate from McGurk's Pub and Grill. Now, I've been to McGurk's in Horsham, which is actually down the road from my club, Commonwealth, which is down the road, but McGurk's has 3 locations. Absolutely sensational place. So that's the prize today, the $100 gift certificate from McGurk's. No matter which location you visit, you'll feel the Philadelphia love. And they're located in Horsham, Lionville, and Fort Washington. All right, it's a simple question, and I don't know if it's a simple answer. something in sports people or fans complain about. What is it in sports that people or fans complain about? All right, before we take care of some business here, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Philip. Philip, you're on WIP on this Saturday.
Hey, Howard, how you doing? Good morning.
I'm good.
What's keeping this offense from clicking right now? Because you see flashes that they can be dominant and they're going to get to where they should be at. But is it the new coordinator, or they just because of the preseason games weren't played? And I got a question about Mark Lawrence, too, if you could
talk
on that, the offense.
Yeah, no problem. All right. I don't think it's the coordinator. I think everybody looks at the coaches. I don't think it's a coordinator because they all get together, the coaches, the offensive coaches. And they come up with a game plan. So
they come up with a game plan.
Now I think other teams have done some different things defensively. Minnesota really did something different defensively.
Right.
If it wasn't for the turnovers, I don't know that you saw 34 points, but they didn't really score 34 points.
Right.
So when you see that, they're adjusting to it and working around it. And Jalen Hurts is two interceptions. Now, one of them was a miscommunication, so that's
right,
not
right.
his fault. The other one, I think he tried to squeeze, and that was a great catch by the defender, but he tried
right.
to squeeze it in, and it looked like there was double coverage. And sometimes you do throw it up for the receiver to try
right,
to get
that's
it.
The one they got the safety on, right?
Yeah, that the one that, when they took over in the offensive series, yeah, they got the
safety.
Yeah,
I know one thing. Miami's not scoring 70 points on our defense, so that's going to be a good test for both teams when that game comes up.
Yeah, Miami, boy, they really are fast.
They haven't seen a defense like us yet.
So the reasons I think Jalen Hurts somewhat, the defenses that they're throwing at him somewhat, but I don't really think it's the offensive coordinator. I don't think it's Brian Johnson.
Okay.
All right.
I got a tip for you. There's a guy, I know you like Mark Lawrence, and I think he does a great job, but there's a guy, there's a new sensation going around. There's a guy named Al DeWig. And Joe, they're doing this sports thing, sports betting for the
game.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
It doesn't matter. I use Mark Lawrence because he's honest, number one.
Right.
He's got a great database with
right.
trends and numbers. It goes back to 1980, and I've been talking
right.
to Mark Lawrence. And he's the most honest. And he's got a lot of numbers, which is great information for people. So that's why I use him. I don't care about anybody else. All right. He's the guy
Philly,
I'm going
though.
To use. I don't care about anybody else.
This guy's like a living legend.
Hey, thanks
hour.
For the call, Philip. Thanks for the call. Obviously trying to push somebody else. And I don't need it. I'm very happy with Mark Lawrence. Okay. I'm very happy with Mark Lawrence. All right. Let's move on the phones, and don't tell me we have a Cowboys fan. Please, don't tell me we have a Cowboys fan. Boy, these losers. All right, let's go to Trey. Trey, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Are you a Cowboys fan?
Yes, sir. All
day. Boy, what a loser. What a loser.
A loser, but did you start your program again this morning? And before you mentioned the Philadelphia Eagles, you mentioned the Dallas Cowboys, though, don't you?
Yeah, because they lost, because it's so easy to bury
right.
them.
It's so easy to bury them, like how the Cross and Broad article was up with you with your Cowboys gear on back in the day.
You know what? It's a waste of time.
Yeah, get the stuttering.
Hey, Trey. If you want to continue with this conversation, you'll let me explain. And if not, I'm going to hang up on your ass, okay?
Yeah,
all right, so here's the deal. I wore the Cowboy stuff because in a kicking... Okay. All right, Trey. Hey, have a good morning, loser. Beat it. All right, I wore that because in a kicking contest, I was an instigator. I wanted to instigate the fans. It's the only time I ever wore the Cowboys stuff. Was at halftime in a field goal kicking contest because I knew the fans would be pissed off. All right? Yeah. Did I like the Cowboys? Yeah, because I liked Jimmy Johnson at one time. And the Eagles had Rich Kotite. knowing the Eagles had no chance to win with Rich Kotite, I decided I was going to back Jimmy Johnson because I knew him from the University of Miami. And that's how that all came about. But other than that halftime, I don't care what websites put up anything. I don't even care. But because it's never explained what the situation is. All right, so now that I explained it, you understand. See, that's the thing with Cowboys fans. They don't want to listen to reality because they're breathing our oxygen. They're wasting oxygen. The world is a waste to allow Cowboys fans to breathe our oxygen because they are absolute total losers and cockroaches. All right, let's go to Rich. Rich, you're on WIP.
How you doing, man? Those comments about Dallas are making me laugh. I hate Dallas fans.
I can't stand the Cowboys fans. They rule the world. They think they rule the world, and they're absolute stone-cold losers.
I think I got a good feeling about tomorrow's game. I actually think that I think we're going to win by at least 12, and I really think it's going to help. It hurts a lot. I think he's going to get a good running game in because of the defense they're going to throw at him. So I really think he's going to get a good running game in tomorrow.
They're going to have to pass the score. Running game just runs down the clock. You want to put the other team in a situation where it's always a two-score lead. And when you run the ball, you keep the game, I feel. Now, when you have a lead, you run the football. Or if nothing else works, you run. And DeAndre Swift has played great. So I get it. But you're going to have – they had more passes in the first half than they did runs. And you got to try to pass the football more than you've got to try to establish a run. And I know all these old heads that, you got to run the football. And you got to pass to score.
I'm not saying we don't have to throw the ball. I'm just saying that it's kind of like I got a feeling they're going to do the same thing that the Vikings did. They're going to play a stupid game. I mean, God, we picked up six first downs in six plays. But I really think if they do that, we definitely run the ball. They're giving you 20 yards. I mean, the coverage is like unbelievable.
Well, yeah, if they're going to do that, yes, you do that. I agree.
But I actually believe the running game actually keeps defense honest. So I do agree we should run the ball, but as far as Hurts throwing the ball and the stuff that was going on with AJ Brown, I mean, look, this is a team sport. This ain't a throw to me. I know everybody wants stats, but I mean, a lot of stuff happens, man. He was looking at a lot of pressure when he's looking for the ball. I'm just saying that as far as Washington goes, though, I think at least 12. And if we blow them out, we're going to put an easy 35 on the board.
Okay, all right. You're a Philadelphia sports fan, correct?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Are you annoyed in any way, shape, or form that the Sixers owner, now he's the Sixers owner, is going to be there in a suite rooting against the
Sixers,
Eagles
God, man.
With Sixers, some Sixers in that suite rooting against the Eagles? Are you annoyed at that?
Yeah, I'm definitely annoyed at that. I'm annoyed at the fact that they can it's kind of like the Eagles. I'm sure there's Eagles that go to Sixers games, but they're not rooting against Detroit or they're not rooting against New York. I mean, I'm sure they're rooting for the Sixers.
Sure.
Yeah, that definitely annoys me. Yeah, that's not
okay.
All right.
You want to take a shot at the question?
Critical.
You want to take a
I'm
shot
sorry?
At something in sports people or fans complain about?
Our fans or any fans?
Any fans. Doesn't matter.
I firmly believe this. I firmly believe we are the best fans in the world because when you're playing like crap, we let you know you're playing like crap.
Okay.
When you're playing good, we let you know you're playing good. But I think the biggest complaint about fans would be
biggest complaint about anything. Something in sports that people or fans complain about.
I would say a win-loss column. I would say we got blown plays that quarterback should have picked up. I mean, that kind of thing. But like I said, you can't really predict that, man. Anything could happen on it.
Yeah, that's part of reality. All right, Rich. Have a great day.
You guys do the same, man.
All right. 215-592-9494. Now, that's the first time I gave out the number, and people already know the number, and there's people on the line, and we'll get to you. Our question today, we got something new for you today with the $100 gift certificate. McGurk's Pub and Grill. I'm telling you, even if you don't win the gift certificate, you will really, really, really enjoy McGurk's Pub and Grill. They're in Horsham, Lionville, or Fort Washington. Check them out even if you don't win today. And the question today, something in sports that people, fans, whatever, people are fans, fans are people, that they complain about in sports. Just something you complain about. And, you know, I'm not sure whether it's a legitimate complaint or not, but something they complain about. All right, you got the numbers. We'll get back to your calls. On this Saturday morning, Phillies play two games today. I believe the first game's at like 4 o'clock, and they played two games because last night, obviously, in New York, it was really flooded up there. They'll play two today, and they'll finish off the regular season tomorrow in New York before the playoffs on Tuesday, and we can talk about that. And I want to get to Chris Sims and kind of look at it in a different way. You got the numbers. You got the question, and you got a lot to talk about. The time now is 8:21.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
94 WIP on a Saturday morning, which will be better weather-wise later in the day. All right, let's head back to the phones, and I believe Drew is first up. Drew, you're on WIP. Drew, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Howard.
Yes.
Good morning. Sorry for that delay there. Yeah, a couple quick things. First, you know, you talk a lot about the Cowboy fans. They're dumber than any fans I've ever experienced, not just losers. I mean, it's like, They're even more dumb than losers because they're just a bunch of bandwagoners.
Dumb. They're beyond dumb. They're stupid. They're dopes. They're useless. They're a waste of our time. And they're so out of touch with reality. That's who they are. So, listen, fans are fans. And Eagles fans can get cranked up. And all fans can get cranked up. But at least there's a dose of reality. And the reality is the Cowboys suck. Dak Prescott is a turnover machine. He doesn't know what he's looking into defense. He threw an interception in the end zone into triple coverage. The guy is not what he was made out to be. I mean, he's a solid quarterback. He's not a championship quarterback, not even close.
Yeah, it's no, agreed. But you know, what the Cowboy fans need to do is look in the mirror and realize that, like, look, I grew up in the 70s. I was impressed with Roger Staubach and Drew Pearson, but I didn't jump on the Cowboys bandwagon and then ride it into oblivion. And again, 20 years later in the 90s, same thing. These people, they love Jimmy. Yeah, they love Michael Irvin and Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith, and then they jump on the bandwagon and stay on it for 30 years for nothing, with nothing but losses. So that's what they
do. Yeah, they got to dust off their trophies. I mean, all this, oh, they won 5 Super Bowls. Yeah, that was so long ago. Almost every player on that Cowboys team wasn't even born when they won a Super Bowl. Wasn't even born yet. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Yeah. So, you know, someday they'll realize that that's how all they are, is a bunch of bandwagon jumpers. But I wanted to ask you a quick question. So with the injuries we've had at corner, I know Bradbury's back, but Avante Maddox is out. So
he's not the corner, but he's back there in the secondary, I guess.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Maddox?
Yeah, he's out for the year. Yeah, kind of a shame.
Yeah, but he was our, like, slot corner, right? I mean, basically,
yes.
But what's the trajectory of the kid, this other Georgia kid, Ringo? You know, he's got a lot of physical skills. I mean, it seems like, you know, hopefully he's going to be able to help.
Players, he and Job, the Eagles like them, and they're first-year players, and they got room to grow. But that's what happens when you – rookies, when they come into the NFL, it's a whole world of difference than playing in college, because half the teams you play stink in college. So even the bad teams in the NFL have good players. So, you know, they see a lot of – the Eagles see a lot of upside with those players. And they're going to have to grow in this defense with the injuries that the Eagles have. You know, and at some point, N'Kobe Dean will be back. But, yeah, losing Maddox really hurts. It really does hurt. So, they believe they have players. I tell you, the player that stepped up, he did last year, and he really has this year, is Reed Blankenship at safety. Really done a nice job. Really done a nice job.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, he gets himself
Their defense is really good. So, but they got to bury a team, in my opinion. Winning is winning, and I get it. And I think they'd all agree. They got to bury a team, because, and that just means that the offense is really, really taking another step from the games they've played so far, the 3 games they've played so far this season. And I think they will on Sunday.
You have a
guess for our question, something in sports people or fans complain about.
And that is, it's a question for me of which is worse in terms of who's worse, the MLB umpires or the NFL officials, but it's the officials. I mean, you complain about the officials.
And I guess at times for a good reason. So you would identify both the NFL, which is a little harder. Baseball, obviously, Angel Hernandez is just, and there's only one reason he's still an umpire. There's 2 reasons. The umpires union, and I won't even get into the second one, that he's still an umpire in Major League Baseball. It's clearly, he complained. I think he filed a complaint, I think he sued Joe Torre 1 year for not working the playoffs, because Joe Torre oversaw that part of baseball. And he's not in the playoffs because he's horrible. But I appreciate your response, Drew. Hey, thanks for the call.
Have a good day, Howard.
All right, you too. All right, Justin, who's up next here? Who's up next? Who is it? Okay, Mike, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, Howard?
How you doing?
All right. A serious question. Would aggravate you, you know, with sports regarding the sports is the money. The money gets to you. Everything costs big time now.
So the money the players make, or the money that it costs?
The whole enchilada. The whole enchilada. It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
You know what?
You take your kid to
In some cases, I mean, the Eagles, I think they went 3 years without raising prices. Now they raised prices this year, but there's only, 10 games if you count the preseason. So
right.
It's not terrible. The Phillies, they raised prices a little bit, but it wasn't bad.
How about the Sixers?
The Sixers are an embarrassment. They raised prices. Right. They raised prices, I think, all but 1 year that Josh Harris was an owner. And
yeah.
It's sometimes it's like 20%. It's disgusting. It's insulting. And they raised prices the years they tried to lose, they still raised prices.
Yeah. When did they start building that new stadium over there, Market Street?
That's a joke. That is a complete joke. You know, the problem is that the politicians in Philadelphia, I don't trust a little bit.
They should be shot, I'll be honest with you.
What the unions give them to take care of them, and who knows where that money goes that they donate to their campaign. It could be personal use that they call business. I don't trust any one of them, and that includes the new mayor coming in, who might try to do some good things. She'll win, but she's in the hip pocket of the building and trades unions. It's awful. It would be that arena will be a complete disaster financially.
Oh, I know it will.
But the point is that's their concern right now. It's not the concern of the Sixers winning. The Sixers are a total mess.
They should already had it. They already should have had a championship already. Well, Embiid, do you really think Embiid's going to hang around? I mean, he's one of the.
Well, he'll hang around as long as he's comfortable. That's what he likes. Yeah. He likes a comfort level. And if Nick Nurse pushes him and has him do what he said he was going to try to have him do, I don't think Embiid will be comfortable. But as long as he's comfortable, he's going to stay. He won his MVP.
Who's the new guy? The new guy they just pulled up for the trade they just did. I can't think of his name right now. Back to a blank.
Well, it doesn't matter. They're not good enough. It doesn't matter. They're just
they're not going to get over the top. I don't think so. And it's a shame they're not going to ever be over good enough with Embiid. They're just going to waste his career.
He's not a winner. He's not a winner. He's a really, really good player, but he's not a winner. And that's what it comes
down
to.
I mean, we got pieces around him, but here's another thing. You said about the Eagles. I think Hansel, the Eagles, will be back in the Super Bowl. You know, Dallas has a good defense, but I hate that.
Hey, the next two teams that have a chance to win a championship are the Eagles and the Phillies. And I think the Phillies' best shot is the next couple of years.
You know, they killed the Flyers. God forbid.
The Flyers are ahead of the Sixers because at least they're starting from ground zero and trying to build it up. Hey, Mike, I appreciate your call and I appreciate your response to try to win the $100 gift certificate to McCurk's Pub and Grill. All right, take care. Hey. All right, next up, who did you say, Reese? Ken, I'm sorry. Ken, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
I'm from Flagler Beach, Florida.
Oh, wow.
My question is about James Harden.
Yes.
He could have opted out of the team's contract, right?
Yes.
Without compensation for a team to sign him.
Correct.
But he opted in knowing he wanted a trade and the team would have to give up a quality player.
No, he opted in because he knew he wasn't going to get $36 million from anybody else. That's why he opted in and hoped that the Sixers would trade him to a team, and he believed he could get a new contract. James Harden is a loser, L-O-S-E-R, loser. He will never win anything. He's not good for a team. He's all about himself. And he's not if he was a great player, that's one thing. But he's not a great player anymore. He's not even close to a great player. He's just a good player. But that's not good enough. And I don't even know at this point whether he's just going to be a good player. I don't like him at point guard because he dominates the ball. I think other people have to get the ball more, and they don't with James Harden. And I don't care about his double-digit assist because a lot of them are three-point shots when the clock's running down. He's not a winner. It was a terrible trade because they could have gotten Tyrese Halliburton and Buddy Hield and only given up one first-round pick, which they could have used to trade Tobias Harris or get Drew Holiday. It's a mess. Mm-hmm. Daryl Morey is a total 100% fraud.
All right, and I also want to – I used to live in – well, born and raised in Philly and lived there three or four times off and on. I don't know if you remember, but you went into a little deli on Ron in the Boulevard, and my mom was a cashier there, and she just – I just want to tell you thank you. She passed away 13 years ago, but she said how nice you always were to her.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
I don't know if you remember the deli. It was called Chef's.
Yep. Yes, I do.
Okay.
It was right near where I got my hair cut.
Oh, was it? Okay, because there was a bar there next to it in the deli.
Yeah, and there was a barbershop there, too.
Okay, I don't remember that. answer to your question is something what my wife complains about when I say there's 2 minutes left in a basketball game or a football game and it takes me to get out the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the last couple of minutes of the games are just crazy.
When basketball, that's all that matters, the last 2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's what she says. Why don't you just watch the last 3 minutes?
And you know what? Why don't you watch the last 3 minutes?
Yeah, I know.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. Have a great day.
Thanks, Howard. Bye.
All right, take care. 215-592-9494. I remember back then. Ron on the Boulevard. That goes back... Back to when I was a kid. Yeah, I got my hair cut near there. Yep, right in that little, there was a little strip center there with the bar and, you know, the deli and the whole thing. Yep. I think I gave you the numbers, but you know the numbers. I want to get to Chris Sims after this, too. I do want to get to Chris Sims. Our question for the $100 to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's Pub and Grill. I'm telling you, if you don't win, you still got to go there. The place is really, really, the food's great. The atmosphere's great. Three locations, Horsham, Lionville, and Fort Washington. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:41, and here's what's happening at Borgata. One thing that's happening, they're sponsoring today's show, Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa. Don't miss out on all the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement waiting. You're only miles away from your happy place. It's a sensational sports book, too. That's another thing I want to mention. The sports book is really, really, all the TVs and all the people there, it's really a great atmosphere for obviously doing what you want to do with the games and enjoying watching the TV. Experience award-winning restaurants. They're all sensational. Exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa doesn't stop. They got giveaways. They got all kinds of things going on there. Start planning your getaway today. Check it all out. TheBorgata.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Little Elton John. On this Saturday morning, the Commanders will have local people rooting against the Eagles. And those local people will be the people in Josh Harris's box. The Sixers owner, by the way, who's also the owner of the Washington football team. And there will be, I'm sure, some former and current Sixers in that suite. And that ain't right. It just, it's shameful. It's shameful rooting against him. But that's, but he doesn't care about the Sixers. He cares. If you asked him, what do you care more about? And the answer can't be all of the teams. More about the Sixers or the Washington Commanders? You know the answer. All right, let's go to Rich. Rich, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. How are you?
Never had a bad day in my life, Rich.
So my first question is, what time is that fundraiser today? Because you mentioned it last week in Haddonfield.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned it because I wanted to mention it. All right, at King's Road Brewing Company, which is I'll be there from 2 to 4. I think things are going on all day. And it's really to benefit a really good cause, because on my website, when I pick games and people make donations, I do it for SPCAs over here in the Delaware County area, in Brandywine Valley and Providence Animal Center. But this is for the Animal Welfare Association of Voorhees. So I'll be over at King's Road Brewing Company, where the people will love the beer because it's really, really good. And they're really going to enjoy the time over there. So I'm going to hang out with people from 2 to 4 today over there. All right. And that's on, 131 East Haddonfield Road. Excuse me, 131 Kings Highway East in Haddonfield, New Jersey.
Awesome. Yeah, we're going to be there, but we'll probably be there earlier. We're Mug Club members of Kings Road. We love their beer.
Okay, great. Terrific.
So in any case, with the Phillies,
yes.
I think they could beat Arizona too. I'm hoping.
Yeah, I think they beat Arizona. Arizona has a couple of good pitchers, but I think they beat Arizona. And then the next series is Atlanta's so good. Atlanta is so good.
The only thing we can hope for is the same thing that happened last year, is their pitching fell apart. Now, their bats are going to be their bats, man. They're going to hit the ball. They're going to have a great lineup.
Well, here's my issue with the Phillies. They seem to struggle scoring runs if they don't hit home runs. And in the playoffs, you're not going to hit as many home runs. Where the Atlanta Braves can hit home runs, but they also score moving players around the bases, steal bases, base hits, home runs. Their offense is so well-rounded, where the Phillies are going to have to score runs without home runs. And they have struggled to do that. And that in the playoffs, home runs just aren't going to fall out of trees. And that's the difference.
But last year in the playoffs, didn't they hit a lot of home runs? I mean, that's how they put away San Diego. And I thought that was how.
Yeah, but San Diego's not Atlanta.
Right.
Yeah.
But they didn't have the St. Louis series.
If that manager wasn't such a dope, I don't think they would have won the first game. And then they probably would have lost that series.
Yeah,
so they were down 2-0. Remember, they're down 2-0 into the ninth inning.
2-0 in the ninth inning. Yeah, I remember watching that game. That game was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was. And then after that series, they played really well in the San Diego series. They played really well.
All right. So for the Eagles, literally, it comes down to you got to do what you got to do to win. A lot of people are talking like the first game that they might lose would be Kansas City. You cannot overlook Miami right now. Not the way they're playing.
Well, overlooking. The fans might be overlooking it, but you can't overlook it. Miami's going to be a tough game. That's going to be an interesting game. It's going to be a tough game. Yes, it is. Yep,
especially,
I agree.
Especially with the way that offense is.
Did you want to say something about the Sixers, Rich?
Yeah, I did. I think it's hysterical that Josh Harris is going to get this box. But I hope with every Sixer that shows up, they wear an Eagles jersey. At least.
You know that's not going to happen. You know that's not
going to happen. I know it's not going to happen because they're like under rules. But I can't see Allen Iverson going to that game and wearing a Redskins jersey. I just can't see it. I hope he wouldn't. I really hope he wouldn't.
You would hope so. Yeah, I don't know who's going to be there, but there will be former and current players there, and that's shameful. It's shameful.
I can see Embiid wearing a Commander's hat. I can see him doing that. But
oh my gosh,
I know.
I can't.
Make it worse than what it is.
Boy, what a turnoff! All right, our question: something in sports that fans complain about for the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's Pub and Grill.
Parking.
You know what? Is that a legitimate complaint? I think, right?
With how expensive it is? Yeah, parking.
Oh, yeah, the expense. Hey, wait, if the Sixers get an arena downtown, you can double that price. Double it. All right. Hey, you're going to put parking. Okay. All right, Rich. And that's a legitimate concern. It's going to get worse. Trust me, it's going to get worse.
Yes, it is.
Let's go to Hassan. Hassan, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
Long time listener. I haven't called you in a while, Howard.
Okay. Great. I'm glad you called.
I'm going to bring up Eagles point. Kudos to the Eagles and Nick Sirianni for starting DeAndre Swift. I played in high school with his father. And I always wanted to see. I knew he was a featured back. Detroit didn't use him in the right way.
What's that?
The Eagles are. I said Detroit really didn't use DeAndre Swift like they were supposed to. He had some injuries there. Right? Can you hear me?
Yeah, but the thing is, they were going to use. What do you think they traded for him for?
I know. I got something serious I want to talk to you about real quick.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't think there was any question. I don't think there was any question that DeAndre Swift was going to be used. And he I think what he had 16 carries last week, and I think Gainwell had 14 carries. So he's going to try to mix it up. Yep.
Right. But I really called to talk to you about. You're a smart guy, Howard. Right. And I listened to you for a long time, but. You blew my mind last week, Howard.
Uh-oh.
So I got two questions for you. Your soliloquy this week. The soliloquy this week was Dak Prescott, right? So I think maybe you're good as far as changing the narrative. You spent 10 minutes last week, Howard, talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It blew my mind.
Hold on. Let's get this straight. Did I bring
off.
It up? Hold on. I'm tired of talking about that. Last week, I did not spend. Are you going to listen to me?
You didn't mention. I'm going to listen to you. Go ahead.
Okay.
You
I brought
anything.
It up.
I'm listening.
I brought it up, but there's no way I spent 10 minutes on it. So, all right, let's move on. Because I'm not talking about it anymore. Because I think it's so overdone.
That's how angry you are.
It's so overdone.
You don't want to talk about it today, but you talked about it last week.
Okay. I'm not talking about it today.
Like you were jealous. She's 70. Okay. Her dad's 71. You're 72.
Okay.
Hassan, she's 33.
Hassan, I am going to move on. Did I just say I'm not going to talk about it today? I'm tired of all the stories about it. It's overstated. It's overdone. Hey, Hassan, have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. I'll see you later. Have a great weekend. Yeah, I'm done with it. Listen, I'm a Swiftie, and I'll admit it, but all the stories, it's like so overstated now. It's like it's out of control everywhere. And I said, I don't want to talk about it. And Hassan was going to, he complained about talking about it. And then he went on to talk about it. You want to call me and we'll talk about things that you want to talk about. But that is not part of what we're talking about today. All right. 215-592-9494. I want to get to this Chris Sims thing, and I'll tell you what, let me play it now and then we can chew on it. Chris Sims made a comment on how to stop his thoughts on how to stop the tush push. Let's hear from Chris Sims. You know what? I understand what he's trying to say. He's not going to kill the quarterback, but I think somebody tried that last week and was it the Green Bay game, Detroit game, and tried to jump over the line of scrimmage, but you can't use the offensive lineman as leverage. But I understand what he's trying to say. Somebody's is going to try to figure out a way to stop it because you can't stop it by just trying to stop him. So, and we'll talk, and your thoughts on that, and we'll come back. The question today to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's Pub and Grill. Great, great place. Food, atmosphere, Horsham, Lionville, and Fort Washington are their locations. Something in sports that fans complain about. We'll be right back. The time now is 8:57.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
94 WIP, hour number two, Eagles, Washington, Sunday, with traders from Philadelphia on the rooting for the other team. Cowboys suck, we've determined that. All those things in a mix on the show, and which is, it just... The Cowboys suck is the thing that I think people enjoy most, that the Cowboys suck, which is an easy thing to understand. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
Hi. With the umpire's contract coming up at the end of the 2024 season, I think it's imperative for Major League Baseball to take a hard line with their next labor deal. I'd like to see them implement. I used to work for a company that every year would release 10% of its workforce. I'd like to see them implement a point system based upon actual scoring, in which the end of the year, if you don't meet that standard, you're released. You lose your job. What do you think about that?
Well, you know that's never going to happen.
Well, this is why I'm saying that it's at the end of the 2024 season, when the new labor deal comes up, it's time to take a hard stance. And if they don't accept the deal that's being offered, then go get substitutes. It's very likely
that's not going to work.
Better.
I hate to break the news to you, but it's just not going to work. It's just not going to work.
Tell me why. I think the substitutes could
because
be better.
Because
the
players won't accept it. Unions are too strong. Why? The players won't accept it.
Tell me why the players wouldn't accept
because
it. Because the
they don't.
Be
they
it.
Want their guarantees. It's pretty simple why they won't accept it. Because they have the power.
The umpires. You mean the umpires won't accept it. Not
oh,
the
okay.
Players, correct?
I thought you were talking about the players. The umpires.
No, I'm talking about the umpires.
The umpires union's too strong. Too strong.
But that's why I'm saying you have a chance to break them at the end of 2024.
No, but here's what you have to understand. Here's what you have to understand. Here's what you have to understand. That those umpires that aren't good enough don't get the extra money for the playoffs and the World Series. So that's the only
penalty. That's not enough.
Well, it doesn't matter whether it's enough.
For me,
it's not going to work.
For me, I would prefer somebody running baseball that has a bigger set of testicular fortitude to take
it's,
on this union
hey,
and
listen,
to break them.
It sounds great in theory. It doesn't work.
I understand
work.
That, but you're not telling me why they can't be broken.
Because the union is too strong.
But the end of 2024, their deal is up.
It doesn't matter. We're going in circles here. It doesn't matter.
I'm not sure why it doesn't matter. It certainly matters
I gave you the reason.
Private
the
school teachers.
Okay, let me roll this out at you, and I'll repeat it again. The union is too strong.
Okay. I understand that the union is one of the strongest unions in America.
Did you want to talk about something else?
Well, I wanted to just mention how uninteresting, unrelevant, and how I feel about Chris Sims. And I think talking about him just gives him relevance. So that's all I wanted to mention there. I think he's better off being ignored personally. I think he throws these things out. He's got a vendetta with Jalen Hurts, and he's been searching for something to make him relevant in the media. And he thought he had it by saying that Hurts wasn't very good in the first place. And he stuck to it. And when Hurts turned out to be that good, he waited. And now that Hurts is not playing up to the level that, you know, supposedly that he didn't play
Chris Sims had different opinions. And, you know, some of them were right and some of them were wrong. But in the media, people talk about things on social media that are nonsense and a joke. You can't change the world's gone too far. You can't change. Listen, it's too late to change the world.
And we have hosts here that have outrageous takes. However, my thing is, if you're going to have a take, it should at least have some basis to it, right? Like, in Chris Sims' takes sometimes don't have basis to it, in my opinion. I think you think they do. It's just a difference of opinion.
Wait a minute. He made a suggestion on how you stop the tush push. Okay, that's his opinion.
Yeah, but when
opinion.
You use words like kill and you use
the language he made a mistake with kill.
Is dangerous. It's dangerous.
Okay. Scott, do you have an answer, a guess on the question?
I do. You probably won't like it, but I'm all for the automated strike zone. One of the biggest arguing points
things that fans complain about.
The strike zone, Howard, the strike zone.
Okay, all right.
All right, goodbye.
All right, see you. Boy, that, Scott, you were a struggle today. It was like pulling teeth trying to explain things to you. Steve, you're on WIP.
Yes. Hey, Howard, as far as Dallas Cowboys, for years, even back in the 70s, I always thought it was their bunch of bandwagon jumpers. And that's basically, you know, when they lose, you don't hear much about them. But there's so many thousands of people that just jumped on the bandwagon over the years.
But that's the way. But they've been that way for years. You think we're going to change it now?
Oh no! I'm not saying that at all. That's why it was nice to see the Patriots win Super Bowl after Super Bowl from what we had with them.
It's just. Well, why was it nice? Why would it be nice for the Patriots? Why would you want that?
I wanted the Patriots. No. I don't know. I like the Patriots with Steve Grogan. And before,
You're going way back. Okay.
I had already liked them. So I felt bad they couldn't, you know, get in the playoffs at the time, and they really couldn't do much. And so then when it turned around,
I got you.
I was happy.
Okay. All right. I didn't like Belichick, and Brady has got, hey, listen, he was a great quarterback. He's not the best. He's not the GOAT. Joe Montana's the GOAT, but that's another story. I don't have to debate that now. So do you want, do you have a response to the question, something in sports that fans complain about?
Yes, and I want to say something. I don't think the Eagles fans know how good they got it with Jalen Carter. He was a first rounder that we got at number 9, and he's a great player.
Well, they do know how good it is.
Well, now they do.
Yeah.
Now you're beginning to see it.
The only reason he slipped to 9 is because of his issues off the field.
Yes.
So we knew he was good. We knew he was good.
Did you not in 82 or 83 come into the when you were hosting the sports on NBC, I believe it was, come in there with a Dallas Cowboys jacket on?
I did it at halftime to instigate people in a field goal kicking contest, and I did, and I instigated people. That's what I did. Steve, what's your guess?
The way a team is managed at times through ownership.
So ownership and let's clarify this. Ownership involvement. Ownership meddling. How about that?
That's great.
Okay.
Perfect example.
Right. I have to spell it out for you. All right, Steve.
Detroit.
Hey, great, Steve. Have a great weekend. Do we have another Steve coming up? Steve, you're on WIP. Was that Steve from? Another Steve from Willow Grove. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hello, Howard.
Hi.
Hey, real fast, before I get to my Eagles point, on the turkey ball, we got to do something, Howard. We got to, you know, Sonny Hill, you, and a lot of other people went to Northeast, and the game
hasn't been broadcast yet. You got to get back to Northeast for this turkey ball game, Howard.
Listen, I have nothing to do with it. It's conducted through the internet and people voting for their schools. That's what it comes down to.
All right.
Nothing I can do about it. Hey, I have no problem with that, but there's nothing I can do about it.
One of the longest games going on. Well,
Northeast Central is, I think, the longest in the country, Thanksgiving Day game. Yes.
Yeah.
I know. So, hey, listen, you don't have to explain it to me. I get it.
Well, I figured, you know, you got all the pull and Sonny Hill's there, too. He went to Northeast, so maybe you guys could, you know, make it happen.
Again, but it comes to the voting of the internet.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Okay.
Hey, with Jalen, how hurt or how sick was he on Sunday? They were talking he was sick.
You know
sick.
What? I didn't know he was sick at all. I know. They said he had a touch of the flu. If he had a touch of the flu, I don't think he would have been in the locker room because then he would infect all the other players.
That's what I thought too, but
yeah,
you know,
I think he might have had a touch. He might have had a little cold. I don't even know because he was clearing his throat in his post-game news conference. But he might have had a little cold. I don't think he had the flu.
Wait a minute.
Players are banged up and sick all the time. But you can't be, you can't bring that infection into the locker room. So I think it was probably a slight cold. I don't know. Somebody said he was sick. I don't know that he stated. I don't remember him stating it after the game. But whatever the case.
All right, Steve.
Something in sports that annoys the fans that they complain about.
Well, every time I go to a game, I'm sitting in that parking lot with all these other people complaining.
Whoa. Okay, dump that. Did you hear what he just said, Justin?
What?
You used the F word.
No, I didn't. Howard?
Okay. I thought you used the F word. Okay.
No, come on.
Okay.
Dude,
all right.
Please, I wouldn't do that.
So, all right, so what's the complaint?
Just in the parking lot after the game, we're all sitting there complaining about traffic not moving, getting out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. It's funny. You look around, everybody's in their car complaining.
I don't know that the police direct traffic in all the right ways, but they've tried a bunch of different things. But I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call. I guess I do. Let's see how long this is going to last. Cowboy Jim always says he's from somewhere else. Go ahead. What do you want to complain about this week?
Hey, Cowboy Howard. Listen, yeah, he probably said the F word. He probably did because Eagle fans, that's the first word they learn when they're born. So.
Okay, Jim, what do you want to talk about?
Listen, I want to talk about the Cowboys. Listen, they weren't ready last week. Too many penalties. And the Cardinals put it all on the line, okay? But, you know, the Cowboys moved the ball well. So I'm not worried about it. The Cardinals didn't want to go 0-3. They put it all on the line. That's what
they
I want to say.
They scored 16 points, if I remember correctly.
They're having trouble in the red zone. I'm worried about that kind of stuff, but I think they can put it together and they'll be fine.
Okay, good. And Dak Prescott threw into triple coverage. That was nice too.
Now, if you had a choice to run the Eagles, Josh Harris or Jerry Jones, who would you take?
I would take Jerry Jones.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I mean,
now,
I'm just being honest. I would take Jerry Jones. It's not even close.
Word is it out
because
there
he's
that,
got passion to win. Josh Harris's passion for the Sixers to win is zero.
True. And I hear that Taylor Swift, the word is it that she was a Cowboys fan. So please do not call her a cockroach. You're not going to get free tickets.
First of all, I don't get free tickets. Secondly, she was never a Cowboys fan.
Or get invited to parties.
She was never a Cowboys fan. She was never a Cowboys. She was never a Cowboys fan.
How do you know that?
Because
everybody's a Cowboys fan. Everybody becomes a Cowboys fan.
I'm going to tell you what, 100% she was not a Cowboys fan.
Well, and to all you fans out there, all you Eagle fans, look, I'm a loyal Cowboy fan. I will be a Cowboy fan until I am 6 feet under. But then after spending time with you,
Howard,
that
could be just
around the corner.
You can put those Super Bowl trophies because they've got enough dust on them to be 6 feet under. Jim.
Yeah, but we're loyal. We love our Cowboys.
Jim, let's move on. All right, see you later. I do it for torture. It is sheer torture and to listen to that loser. Rick, you're on WIP. From Easton, Rick, what's happening?
Every time you let him talk, you let him hang himself more and more.
Yeah, what an idiot. Yeah.
First and foremost, your commitment to charities is sincerely appreciated, and people should be aware of that, number one. Number two, I don't know why your listeners don't listen to you when you say, I'm not going to talk about this anymore, and they keep trying to expose you. Howard's got a resume of 40-plus years. Get over it. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, and I want to do my complaint, but let's do first. I've been banging this drum for almost 2 years now. The SEC, the cream comes to the top. You know what talent's all about when it comes to success in sports. You have to have talent. Howard, most people don't realize this. You do. 38% to 40% of that Eagles roster is from the SEC. I think if we let the kids from Alabama and Georgia do their thing naturally, let's not overcoach them. Let the cream come to the top. The team is going to be fine. As far as I'm concerned, the game tomorrow.
I don't think they overcoach them. They coach them to get better. Remember, when you play in college, even though obviously the better players, because they can pay more down, now they can pay more down in the SEC.
Yeah.
And that's where Nick Saban is. That's why they're not as good this year, because other SEC teams are paying these guys more, which I think is disgraceful, by the way.
But remember,
they play five games a year against garbage. So
no, I get it.
But, you know, and so when you come to the NFL, even the bad teams have good players.
No, I get it. No, I understand. Yeah. But the model of winning the trenches, taking shots down the field, then the underneath stuff opens up, is what the Redskins did with their three rings and the Raiders did for their three rings. And it's the better teams in the SEC that do the same thing. I just think that in time, the cream from Georgia and Alabama will come to the top and this team will be fine. Anyway, let me give you my thing that people complained about, because I'm an official of a
sport. By the way, Jalen Hurts did not come out of an SEC school when he came.
Well, actually, he was at, wasn't he at Alabama
and he got
for
benched.
3 years?
And he got benched.
Well, no,
remember,
I get
he
that.
Got
no,
benched
no, I
for Tua. He
got but he's got the SEC pedigree. That's all I was
okay,
saying.
Okay, well, he came out of Oklahoma. Remember
no, no,
that.
He came out of Oklahoma last, just like Burroughs came
okay.
out of LSU
right.
last,
all
but
right.
he was from Ohio State.
Right.
Okay. So real quick, what people complain about is really something that is necessary. I'm in a sport that I officiate where we have replay, and it's needed in college
okay.
wrestling, and it works well. It's all about getting it right. Sports
Correct.
Fans complain about the length and the time and the amount of times we spend on video review. We have a technology, get over it. It's better for the sports because we get the calls correct.
Well, yeah, but they do have replay, but you can't have replay on everything because the games will be 4 and
no,
eight
no, not
hours
everything.
Long.
Well, you can't. You're not going to have replay on everything because you have only a challenge flag, and then once you lose it, you're done. But instant replay
well,
is
yeah,
a
but,
necessary evil. That's
but
cool.
In baseball, after the sixth inning, you can challenge without so many.
You Actually, you know
football.
What I wouldn't mind happening once in a while? Because it works in the minors, I think you can give.
But here's the like that play, if reviewed again, some are opinions. It was clear that Bryce Harper didn't swing on
That's
that
That's what
pitch.
I was getting at.
Yeah,
let
it was clear that he didn't swing.
Let them challenge.
But if you start challenging check swings all the time, there'll be a lot
time.
Of ambiguity.
You're only
going to
get one or two challenges. It's not going to be all the time, but in that situation, Bryce Harper would have been on first base. That's all, and he would have been thrown out of the game.
Yeah, but after the sixth inning, you're allowed challenges without being limited.
Not for balls and strikes.
Well, but if you had that as a challenge, they're unlimited after the sixth inning, regardless of what it is.
Well,
but
Howard, obviously, you have to make a rule. You can only challenge balls
and
strikes.
And then
maybe once or
there's
twice
a rule
a year.
For the rule for the rule.
Some things
you've just got to let be human.
I understand. Okay. I'll agree with you there. I just wanted to make my opinion that replay is not as bad as it really is.
So what's your biggest complaint? Replays? Lack of replays?
No, the biggest complaint is what you say. What do people complain about? I think fans complain about the length and the amount of instant replays. Way too much. Let's get it right. That's all.
Well, they do, but they have legitimate, which is okay.
Okay,
which
all right.
Okay.
Well, it may be legitimate in your opinion. I think it's necessary to have replay in sports.
I think, and we have replay, but you can't have replay for everything.
adding the ball and strike one time a game is not going to kill it.
Yeah, but then there's still going to be missed calls, because if you're only allowed one, they're not going to challenge something that could be a mistake because it's too early in the game.
Agreed. You're not going to fix everything. And the last thing, Howard, is we need to stop, and I agree with your philosophy because I'm in business. You have to disrupt the landscape to be successful sometimes when you're in sales. What you did with the Cowboys jacket was spot on, and what Chris Sims does with his idiotic comments is just for ratings. Look what Angelo did for years.
And Chris Sims, actually, that's a point. Somebody's going to think about something. That was his thought. So
it actually, right. It was smart. And you know who else disrupts the landscape? Josh Harris does the same thing.
Okay. All right.
See you, buddy.
See you later. Have a great weekend. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll be right back. The time now, 9:23. 94 WIP. Mark Lawrence will join us at around 9:40-ish to take a look at the weekend football. So you get a look, and we'll do that. And always put picks up on my website at howardeskin.com. And they're for donations for the doggies and the cats and all those kind of things. But I do that every week, usually every day. I had Detroit the other night. Green Bay, really. Boy, they are really a bad team. They are a bad football team, which is... I guess it's not surprising because you need a quarterback, and I just don't think he's the right guy. All right, let's go to Ron. Ron, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I just wanted to know your thoughts on if the Phillies go so far, the ramifications or the good stuff of putting Rhys Hoskins on the roster, good or bad? What do you think?
Well, I don't think it's going to happen. And the question is asked by the media to Rob Thompson every game. Before in the pregame, he always speaks to the media in the pregame, and I'm always there. Every game they ask him. Here's my thoughts. Now, I'm rooting for Rhys because I think he's a great guy. It's nice to have him around, and he's important in the locker room, and he's taking BP, guys pitching from 45 feet. But I don't know where you – number one, from a logistical standpoint, I don't know where you fit him in the lineup. He's got to be a DH, but Schwarber's got to be your DH. You don't want him in left field for the playoffs because you need defense, right?
Sure.
So we're the only thing Rhys Hoskins can do is pinch hit, if that. But here's the other part of it. That's an injury that takes you beyond the World Series. So you're going to bring him in for the World Series when the team – if the team has gotten that far – why do you want to change the lineup?
Well, the dynamic has been great so far. So, yeah, why would you want to change it?
And I don't think his agent's going to let him play. And the reason being, he's up for a contract after this season. And if he gets hurt again, he's not going to get a contract. And I'm sure he wants to get a long-term contract. And, you know, just this video showing teams, hey, listen, he's okay, he's going to be okay. But if you expose him in that, I just don't think Scott Boras, who I don't like a little tiny bit, is going to allow him I think he's going to suggest to Rhys, you really shouldn't play. So I do not think all this, oh, is Rhys Hoskins going to be ready? And Rob Thompson's saying the right things. Yeah, he's progressing. He's doing the right things. And, you know, we'll see. And I don't think he's going to be on the World Series roster.
Okay. I have a guess for your question. I would say that. Analytics are by far the most complained about. I personally can't stand these decisions based on analytics and taking away the gut feeling of the games. So that's my input there.
And the most legitimate complaint. Fans usually don't have legitimate complaints, but that's legitimate. Thanks for the call, Ron.
Okay.
Let's go to Lamont. Lamont, you're on WIP. Go ahead, waste my time with this Cowboys nonsense.
We're going to waste your time today, Mr. Eskin. How you doing?
Don't call me Mr.
Hey, Howie, listen, let me tell you something. I'm an original Cowboy fan, too. Just remember that. Jim ain't the only one.
Okay. I'm not an original Cowboy fan. I'm a Jimmy Johnson fan.
Yeah, we know that, though. We all know that. Me and Jim know that you're a Cowboy fan. That's why we call so much.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't hear from that loser, Captain Cowboy. Boy,
he's coming. He's coming. Cowboy.
No, he's not. He's back in his hole.
Hey, listen, we come out this week, though. We'll show you this week who's the NFC champion.
Hey, you know what I'd rather hear rather than you?
What?
Okay. Number one, I'd like to hang up on you because I want to hear, hey Justin, if you can get that that musical rendition of how the Cowboys basically suck that we used at the top of the show, I want to play that again, and I want you to listen to this, Lamont, because right, this guy has it ready. All right, Justin, if you've got it, go for it.
Oh, how it's so dumb.
Be quiet. Let's hear this. You know what, Lamont, have a nice weekend, Lamont. See you later. I gave you a taste of what the real world is like. They suck. All right, we'll be back with Mark Lawrence, take a look at the college and the pro football this weekend. Today's show brought to you by the sensational, fabulous Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. And here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, high hands bring excitement to every player, open 7 days a week. There's a lot of excitement down there. Sportsbook's great. Everything's great. I mean, it really is really nice. It's the best clearly on the East Coast. Excitement, it's waiting. You're only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. They have giveaways. They got all kinds of great stuff. Start planning your getaway today. Check it all out. And here's their website, theborgata.com, for more details. 94 WIP. I am Howard Eskin. Joining us now, as he does every week during football season, Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm great. Now, I'll mention this to you, Mark, because I didn't mention it to you when I spoke to you during the week. Some fan tried to bring an alligator into the Phillies game. He said it was a emotional support animal. Obviously, the Phillies didn't let him in, but he bought a ticket for the alligator. So this is what Philadelphia is. And I posted it on Twitter and the other social media platforms I have. Do you know I got over 8.8 million views on nonsense on Twitter?
Unbelievable. What was the guy? Was the guy from Florida?
The guy was from maybe originally, but he's tried it before. He calls it it's emotional support. He had it on a leash.
Unbelievable.
That's from Philadelphia. I tried to bring an alligator. Can you imagine a kid sitting next to an alligator?
I don't even like them in restaurants when I'm eating there, but my goodness, baseball
game.
Are
you
kidding
me? Down in Florida. I know.
Unbelievable.
I know. All right. So now that we've gotten through the alligator part of the program, college football today, who do you like?
I'm going to look at a couple of 14-point dogs that are going to be taking on teams that are playing their first road games of the season. The favorites have been camped at home all season long. They're going out for the first time this year. I think both of these dogs can give these guys fits. The first is going to be Auburn taking 14 against Georgia in this football game. The defending champion Bulldogs camped at home here. Go out as double-digit road favorites, take away in the 14. They're only 8-14 defending champions laying double digits on the road. And you got a head coach in Hugh Freeze for Auburn, who is outstanding as an underdog. He's 28-12 against the spread in his career. I think this is a real good spot for Auburn to play Georgia right down to their level here and take the points.
All right. Who else do you like?
The other guy's going to be also in the SEC, Vanderbilt, taking 14 against Missouri. And this is a Missouri football team that entered the top 20 poll rankings this week for the first time in 4 years. And I can tell you, so many times we see teams do that, stub their toe the next game, and they're forgotten. They're long gone forgotten after that point. You got a Vanderbilt team here that they've cashed in 4 of the last 5 in the series, and they did lose to UNLV last week, Vanderbilt did, but they won the yards in the football game. I think Vanderbilt plus the 14 also plays Missouri real close in this game.
All right, I'm going to ask you about a line move. UCF was, I think, at one point 12-point favorite against Baylor. It's down to 9. What do you know? Like, what could be going on there?
Well, the only thing I could possibly see going on there is the fact that Baylor quarterback Drew Shapen, has been out since the first game and with an MCL. And there's a possibility he's like day-to-day, week-to-week now, day-to-day. So I can only read in between that and think that maybe he may play for Baylor. And if he does, he would be a big cog for Baylor in this football game.
All right, let's take a look at the pros. Who do you like?
Pros, I'm going to look at it's leaking oil time again here, and these are teams that are favorites that have lost the stats in each of their last 3 games, or in this case, every game this season, and they're out there favored, not playing well, obviously, because they're being out-yarded every game. First game, we're going to fade Indianapolis, the Colts. They're going to go to the favorite in the game with Richardson being announced. Right now it's picked. They're going to be 1 or 1.5 come tomorrow. In the Rams, you got a really good head coach, in Sean McVay. Yeah. He's 5-0 to the spread against teams that come in off a straight-up underdog win their previous game. And in, like I say, Indianapolis here, they're ranked 25th overall defensively. They've been out-yarded all 3 football games. I think the wrong team is favored here. I like the Rams.
I actually like that side, too. All right, who else do you like?
The other guy is going to be the Houston Texans. We're going to fade Pittsburgh, who comes in here. They've been out-yarded all 3 games. They
won their last. Stinks. My God, it's
terrible. Unbelievable. You know, they win their last 2 games on the scoreboard, yet still get pushed around the field. They have the 27th ranked defense in the league. And you've got in Mike Tomlin here, he struggles as a non-division favorite. Anytime within the first 6 games of the season, he's only 1-11 to the spread. I just don't see Pittsburgh. I think the wrong team is favored in this football game as well. I got to play Houston plus the points here.
You know what? Miami and Buffalo is an interesting game. And I think you told me which side you like, but I just can't. This is a big game for Buffalo. I mean, the big game, I kind of lean towards Buffalo, but I know you're not in agreement with that, right?
No, I'm not. And I'm not basically because of a lot of the things I'll do will be statistical as well. And if you take a look at what they've done to each team that's thus far this year, Miami, their net yards per rush, what they rush it for and what they give it up for is plus 6.1. Buffalo's net yards per rush is minus 5.9. That's a huge, huge gap to the underdog in a football game like this. And the other reason is you've got Miami come in here with playoff loss revenge when Buffalo beat them on this field last year. So if I play the game, I'm going to play Miami plus.
Can you tell me why Dallas is only a 6, although they suck, why they're only a 6.5-point favorite against New England? It almost kind of says, and I can't believe I would like New England on the road, but that seems like it's too cheap, doesn't it?
Well, you know, what you've got here is perception, and, you know, the perception being how Dallas has struggled, okay, especially on the last game. My goodness, they lay 11 and can't beat Arizona. The last game, New England goes on the road and handles the Jets pretty handily. I know it was only 15-10, but they beat them almost 200 yards on the playing field here. So it's what the odds makers see is what happened last game. Dallas terribly bad, New England really, really good. Thus, the number gets shortened in the football game like this. It's probably a cheap price for the Dallas Cowboys, the bottom line, because I don't think that New England offense can match this Dallas defense.
So you it sounds like you don't even like the game.
I don't like the game, but if I went there, I'd probably go to the Dallas side of the game.
Okay. All right. Now, the Eagles, I just looked, and I saw some places have it. The Borgata has it at 8.5. I don't know if they've gone up to 9 yet. Some places have it at 9. I mean, I think the Eagles are finally going to unload offensively. But what do you like in this game? I know it's a big number.
Well, it's going to be – I think the Eagles are going to win this football game. The question is, how many are they going to win it by? Is it going to be by enough? And I might question that. Number one, I've got this defending Super Bowl loser syndrome hanging around the Eagles, although they've been sort of destroying that so far this year. They played some pretty good football. They've only lost to the spread once, only lost in the yard once. But you've got a big, big number here to a football team that is, one, a division opponent, and two, their head coach is really good as a division dog, taking more than a touchdown, which he's doing, and he's coming off a red-faced loss. Washington is, when they got beat by 34 points against Buffalo. So I think the reason it's growing is because of the Washington football game last week, another perception play. Also, Washington turned the ball over 5 times in that loss. I don't think that happens in this game. I think Philadelphia wins, but I got to play the points with Washington here.
All right. If people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777. On the internet at playbooksports.com. And Mark, if you see a gator down there, it could be a cousin or a nephew of the gator up here. Just pass along our best to the gators down there.
I'll grab the leash and I'll make sure he doesn't head up north, okay?
Okay. I'll see you later. Talk to you
next
week.
Thanks, Howard.
All right, see you later. All right, let's gator. I'm telling you, I got over 8.8 million views on an alligator trying to get into the Phillies game. It's crazy. All right, let's take a few more calls, and I really want to kind of make it a calls that take a guess, although give me a comment quickly. T-Love in Delco. What's happening?
Hey, Howard. Been listening to you for a long time, man. Listen to you really bash some of our, you know, most loved sports people, but
yeah, I do what I do. It's from the heart. Remember, it's from the heart.
Listen, I understand you. You're not an enigma, but you're very obvious. You know, and you're good. I listen to you. But here it is. I'm going to say some things, man. You might get a
make
little
it quick. Make it quick.
All right, here's quick. Phil Sims. Chris Sims, man, is a talentless hack. And he's never had any ounce of talent. He's basically a trust fund baby. He's as bad behind the mic as he was behind center. And I'm going to leave it there. And
okay, what's your guess? The something that sports fans complain about to win that $100 gift certificate to McGurk's Pub and Grill. And if you win it, you're going to really enjoy the place. But go ahead.
Right on. Here's my thing. It's the East Coast, West Coast time zones for these football games. You know, if you live on the East Coast, man, you start a game at 8:30.
So you're complaining about the time difference in our country.
Well, not the time difference in the country. Listen, I'm complaining about something that's never going to change. You start these games on the East Coast late. You know, you do it because you got a West Coast audience.
Yeah, okay. So I hear what you're saying. Okay. Late starts because we're satisfying the West Coast. Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. All right. This is the last one. And this might have to be really quick. Captain Loser Cowboy. Hey, okay. Your Cowboys lost last week.
Okay, they sure did. But let me explain something to you. I'm too old to run and I'm too big to hide. I've been calling your station since 9 o'clock. You told the producer not to put me on.
No.
I was on hold 50 times and never
I
got
didn't
to.
See,
but
I didn't
okay,
see you on
know,
the screen.
You didn't see
I
it.
Didn't see
and
you on the
you
screen.
The
I didn't say
I'm
anything.
Hiding? Let me tell you something. I don't scare of you or nobody else. Here, since I'm going to make it quick. Let me make it quick. Jalen Hurts has 2 fumbles and 3 picks. That's 5 turnovers. Dak Prescott has 1. Who's the real turnover machine? Bye, idiot. Talk to you next week.
I didn't nix him from the show, but next time I may have to nix him from the show. All right. Before we get to who we think, and my producer today, Justin Morgenstein, who we think is the winner of the thing that people, something that in sports people complain about, and for either for good or bad reasons. Before we do that, today from 2 to 4, I will be at Kings Road Brewing Company, 131 Kings Highway East in Haddonfield, to raise money for the Animal Welfare Association of Voorhees. We're doing that today. On my website at howardeskin.com, I raise money with my picks for 2 SPCAs here, Brandywine Valley SPCA and Provident Animal Center. But I'll be there between 2 and 4 today. Hope to see you there. Drink a beer or two. Enjoy the beer or two. The brewing company, I have not been over there yet, but they tell me it is sensational. over there in they have a couple locations, but this one is in Haddonfield, and I'll see you over there between 2 and 4 today. All right, so now, Justin, I think we've picked out our winner. It's complained about, and it's for good reason. Do you agree?
Yes, I'm in full agreement on this one with you.
Okay, Ron from Newtown Square Analytics should be complained about, is complained about, and analytics is not ruining sports, but it's taking away from the immediacy, the passion, the decisions that are made by humans and not by a computer. But so, Ron, you win the $100 gift certificate, new gift certificate this week to McGurk's Pub and Grill. Great place. I'm telling you, I've been there multiple times at the one in Horsham, which is near my golf club, Commonwealth, down the road. They have 3 locations, so you can go to any one of the 3 locations. Philadelphia love is what. The atmosphere is great. The food's great. We do our trade day show there. Horsham, Lionville, and Fort Washington. Congratulations, Ron. And everybody have a great weekend. Phillies doubleheader this afternoon. Eagles will smoke the Redskins tomorrow. And get excited to see Josh Harris with former and current Sixers in his box rooting for a team other than Philadelphia, which would be shameless, an insult, and a disgrace. Glenn Mack now, Mike Sielski are next. Everybody have a great day and a great weekend. The weather gets better. Playoffs start next week, Tuesday, and the weather should be sensational. And if you missed the show today, I will post it. The podcast will be up shortly. I'll post it on my Twitter and Facebook. Have a great day. And again, thanks to Justin Morgenstein on the other side. WIP, and the time now is 9:56.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.